Dear friends, family of light, welcome to Energy Healing Podcast. Here you will find answers to many questions about spirituality, spiritual practices, healing, healing modalities, meditation, from Tibetan Reiki to the Reiki philosophy, mantras, sacred words, sacred expression. Always with a little bit of joy and fun, even if this is a very deep and profound subject. So let's start. Welcome, and let's enjoy being together. This is Sonia from Energy Healing Podcast. Do not forget to subscribe. Let's start. My dear friends, welcome. Welcome to Energy Healing Podcast. This is Sonia. Lately, many of us are feeling very tired, exhausted. Maybe you are feeling the same. Maybe you're feeling this exhaustion, this uneasiness, this agitation that it's not the same kind of feeling tired and exhausted like when you work after a long day of working and difficult times. It is a different kind of exhaustion and is something that we are experiencing due to the change of vibration, due to the change of awareness. It is the pain of growing up. It is the pain like when you as a teenager felt like your body was changing, your bones were painful and your skin felt so different and there were so many mixed emotions. It's exactly that kind of pain, the pain of growing up. It is time of change. We all as a And all, we are changing. It is a time of evolution and is a time of spiritual evolution. At the same time, even if we feel exhausted and we are agitated, tired, and we do not know why, it is a message of hope, the one I'm bringing to you today. It is not a message of despair. It is a message of hope that we have so much to gain in this change. Doing so, you are helping yourself. When you understand that this change is due to our human evolution, our spiritual evolution, it will be healing. It is healing of spirit, mind, and soul. When you do so, and when you do understand that this is going to bring a very deep and profound healing, you are going to be able to heal yourself and to help others. And this healing may occur faster or have an easy way of resolve if you try to be in nature as much as you can. It is difficult maybe with this kind of life, this modern life, but you need to find even a few moments to walk in nature, to be in contact with nature. And also you need to find a way to help yourself by training. You need to train yourself to go in the deeper parts of your soul. You need to learn to listen to your heart, to be quiet, to be within. And as you are within yourself in this temple of love and light that you are going to find the way to heal your soul, your mind. Listen to your heart. Listen deeply. In the music of the heart, you will find peace, understanding, compassion. Compassion starting with yourself. Compassion starting with yourself, and that way you are going to be able to extend this love and compassion to others. Let the outside noise outside. Take time to regenerate. You need to regenerate mentally. And as you do so, your physical body will regenerate as well. It is time to dive into the silence of your being. It is the time to find a spiritual song, the music of your soul. Create the music of your soul by chanting mantras, by saying sacred names, sacred expression, or maybe praying. And it doesn't need to be a specific prayer. It doesn't need to be a prayer from your beliefs or your religion if you don't want to. It can be just simple words that connect you to the Creator. Words that you really feel deeply inside you. Find your connection with the spiritual you, with the you that is the eternal light. It is time to connect with your inner child, the inner child within you that feels joy to do simple things, that inner child that feels joy and emotions to do things that bring joy. Maybe they're silly, maybe are not, but find the magic around you. The magic of looking at a bird or looking at a flower. Find something that is really reawakening you, this inner child, the child that is able to find happiness, joy in little things. It is also the time to find your spiritual song, the song, the music of your soul, the music that you may create. Creating this music within you will be a tool, really a tool to help you find a new way to connect with God, with the Creator, with the Supreme Being that is inside you. Every person, every human has a divine spark. And you need to have that will, that desire to reconnect with it, to once more feel the love, the power of being eternal, of being a child of the Creator that is within you. And once you realize who you really are, it will be time to rejoice. It will be time to feel well, to be ready to start your new adventure, your new life in this planet that right now is suffering, but is capable of healing, is capable of giving us all that we need. If we are good enough to respect and to help each other. But also you have to remember that you need to work. You need to put your own effort. You need to find a teacher, if you are willing to learn more, or if you are desiring to have more knowledge of spiritual growth, of knowledge of different non-commercial, let's say that, not modern life, non-essential. Good. You need to find a teacher that will help you to understand more. But remember, there is no master, no teacher, no guru that can do it for you. Only you can do the work to empower yourself. You are your own master, your own teacher, your own guru. So you have to put up the work. You really need to make the effort to find this within you. But also you have to remember that you do not need to feel alone. You are not alone. You are not alone in this. There are so many energies that are really in place at this moment to help humanity. And what you feel now, what we all maybe are feeling in this moment, is really the feeling of this growing pain of evolution. We are all evolving into this new reality. And the time really is now. It is happening right now at this moment. We are all going through this together. And you must embrace life. You must embrace life with the knowledge that even if we are in pain, if you are in pain and you are feeling like you are standing on shaking ground, you have the power to make it better. This is time to change into love, into compassion, into joy. And then these shaking grounds where we are standing now will be solid, will be filled with peace, with joy, and well-being. And to find this time of joy, of well-being, of understanding, we must do the work and we must be willing to change ourselves. Everything, it starts within us. We have the power of changing and making it amazing times. So my dear friends, this is really a message of hope, of asking you to find the strength of going within to find your amazing love, your amazing joy. Find the child within to help you grow into this beautiful being, into this amazing soul that you are, and I know that you are. And again, remember, you're not alone. We are all experiencing these growing pains, the pains of evolution, of awareness, of trying to understand that it's only by being one mind, one soul, with the same goal, the goal of evolving into a better humanity, of being kind to each other. And as you see, this is a message of hope. It's really my hope and my sincere desire that we all will go through these pains and emerge into a new world, a world of love, a world of joy, a world of well-being. So until we see each other again, until we meet again, find your song, find your inner child. Be well. This is Sonia from Energy Healing Podcast. Until next time, bye. I hope you have enjoyed the show. This is Sonia from Energy Healing Podcast. If you have suggestion or are you requesting topics to be discussed, please contact me through my webpage, energyhealingarts.com. Do not forget to subscribe. Thank you.